You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big and win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over-under game. Just head on over to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit of up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And next, we're brought to you by IPVanish. IPVanish is the official VPN of SGPN, and they are offering 70% off if you go to ipvanish.com/SGP. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. And also make sure to check out our brand new Discord server. It is the perfect place to interact and sweat out bets with the entire SGPN crew. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord.
Howdy ho, Degenerinos, and welcome to the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, episode 172. I'm going to send this out to all our friends and degens in the Sports Gambling Podcast Discord. We have lots of fun in there. We get lots of praise for our picks last weekend, which is always nice, but it's fun in there, whether people love us or hate us. It's a good group of people. I want to say guys, but we actually have some women in there now, which is good to see. So sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord is the place to be, no matter what you want to chat about. So I've got that. I dedicated the episode, and I got one of our promo reads out of the way, just like that, and we're not even a minute into the episode. So that's why they call me Senior Perfecto, Jeff Fox, one of the hosts of this year's podcast. Thanks for coming along for one of our, I was calling it Special Monday episodes, but no, this is how we roll now. Mondays were for PFL. PFL is on hiatus until their playoffs roll around. I'm not even sure when. A few months, I think. September, perhaps.
We're gonna be busy with something else Monday's, at that time anyway, I think.
Oh, that's right. All right.
Like PFL might just have to pound. Yeah, PFL might have to pound sand.
Tell people who you are. Who are you?
Oh, Dan? I'm Gumby.
Yeah, he's Gumby. He's Gumby God, Daniel Gumby Vreeland. There. He's been introduced. Yeah, on Mondays, I said, usually are PFL. Now it's going to be regional, or at least this week. It's not really regional. It's other non-UFC promotions. But yeah, I forgot. Next week is the big money maker is starting. The Dana White's Contender Series is starting next week. The 2022 version. Somebody, as I said in the Discord, someone has got massive shoes to, or not shoes to fill, but massive. It's your own shoes, so it's not really your shoes you have to fill, Dan, but you got a lot of pressure on you after your performance last year. For those new to these parts, Gumby was hitting 4 out of 5 picks every week. Not exaggerating by every week, it was every week he would hit 4 out of 5 picks right on the Contender Series. People made a buttload of money following his picks, so we expect the same performance this year over the 10 weeks.
Yeah, and including a massive, like a few massive underdogs. Like I'm pretty sure we got Jelton Almeida or Jelton Jr. at like +220 or some crazy number like that. And now he's like one of the best heavyweights / light heavyweights in the world.
One of our favorites in the podcast now too. Imagine how that works. Monday, I guess we can drop it early Monday. I'm just going to say, is Monday enough lead up time for these people? But it's probably enough time.
We can do Monday. Monday a.m. will probably do the trick.
Yeah. Yep. So you can get ready for that next week, people. But this week, we're going to recap how Gumby did in the regional picks last week, even though he probably doesn't want me to recap it, but I'm going to. And then we're going to hit you with picks for lots of things this week. We got Invicta FC. We got one championship, the largest promotion ever. We got Cage Warriors. We got Bellator. We got a sprinkle of picks from all of those. So for people who are looking for some non-UFC action and on non-UFC days, we got you covered for that. But we got to, like I said, recap what happened on the weekend. Like I said, Dan may not want us to do that, but maybe we'll breeze over it quickly. After I tell you about Wynn, our good friends at Wynn, make sure to get down on the Wynn's Bet $50, Win $200 promotion, where a $50 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets. And if you're betting baseball, you have to check out WynnBET. The reduced juice in baseball games makes them the best place to bet MLB too, but MLB is what we're talking about there. Plus, they have the ultimate fantasy football experience. Bet $500 or more on sports or casino before July 31st. So you got 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks now. Get entered to win the ultimate fantasy football draft experience at Encore Beach Club, including a two-night stay at Wynn Resorts for you and your entire league. Multiple entries are allowed. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is download the WynnBET app or visit wynnbet.com to get started. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where play through WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And speaking of baseball, we are running Home Run Derby Contest. SGPN is running a free Home Run Derby Contest. It's exclusively on the SGPN app, so if you don't have that yet, make sure you download it. It's lots of fun, even when we're not giving away stuff, but we normally are giving away things. So here's what you get this time. If you win the Home Run Derby Contest, you get $200 gift certificate to the SGPN store, so you can load up on SGPN swag, especially MMA gambling podcast swag. And Dan says, pick Pete Alonso. He's going to crush Dan's Braves player Ronald Acuna in the first round and roll to the another championship.
Yeah, sadly, probably he'll do that.
Sadly, probably he will do that. So, all right, weekend in picks didn't go so hot for you. Dan did it.
No, but you know, a couple of things.
He's gonna spin it.
Well, I mean, like, no, just like a couple of things that we talked about, actually, about like some of my fears about why it might not work kind of happen. Like, we had Santo Curatolo in the CFFC main event. He was fighting for the flyweight title against Lloyd McKinney. And we talked about Curatolo. I predicted he'd be like a negative 325 favorite. I think he was 350. So, like, you know, I was right on in that case. But I said, you know, I'm picking him because I think he hits harder and I think he's, you know, a better striker in that way. But ultimately, like, my big concern was that he was giving up so much reach. And I was like, you know, I think ultimately the reach won't be that big. The reach was a huge deal. He couldn't get inside. Yeah, he couldn't get inside and he ate a couple of shots. So, that's pretty upsetting. And then I went 1-2 over on LFA 136. Took a stab at the dark at Pedro Lopez as an underdog against Yoel Bill Arino, who won a unanimous decision 30-24.
Oh, no.
30-24.
No way.
Yeah, 30-24 is across the board, man. And it was funny because, like,
to Baba Yaga.
Yeah, Baba Yaga got worked. But it was funny because I was on Twitter and I saw a couple of people be like, 30-25 is not out of the question in this fight. And I was like, yo, I think it's going to be more than that. And then every judge at 30-24. But like, again, same thing is with the Curatolo pick. Is like, I pick Lopez. In this case, I knew he was going to be an underdog. And I was like, look, I think his wrestling is better than Bill Harino's. And as long as he goes to it early enough, he should have some moderate success there and possibly steal a couple of rounds. And he didn't go to it early enough. And all of the things I said about his defensive striking being bad came through, and it was worse than expected. So that one happened there. Pretty good back and forth fight between Davi Costa and Eduardo Henrique. Not really much to say about that. Costa edged out. And same thing with the one I got right in the main event, Wellington Prado, Italo Gomez, you know, close back and forth majority decision. There were a lot of decisions on that LFA card. It was kind of unwatchable.
Fun. So Dan went 1-3. His picks were unfollowable. 1-3, and he lost $213. So I'm deleting that right now, Dan, off the spreadsheet. Just so you know, it's gone. So we can move on to this week. There, it's gone. So it never happened, Dan.
Good. Because we got Contender Series coming up next weekend, and we've got a whole ass load of fucking title fights right here.
We do. Are you feeling pressure about Contender Series after what you did last season? And everyone's been talking about what you did last season.
No, I mean a little bit, maybe, but there is, I want to say,
I'm more familiar with the people on this season than I think I've ever been before. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, though, because like a lot of times I go in, last year I went in blind and I like watched a few of their fights and I was like, oh, how does anybody think this guy's gonna win? This time I have like, you know, like the very first episode has two guys who have already been on Contender Series and lost, one by a freak injury and one against a pretty good guy. And then we got three or four other guys who I was like heavily familiar with going in. One being Ozzie Diaz, who trains under Josh Barnett. One being Javid Basharat's little brother, Fareed Basharat. So like
there's like nickname
Fareed Basharat. So we get the Snow Leopard and Ferocious Fareed Basharat. That's great.
That is.
I really like that one. But we also get the return of the best nickname in all of Contender Series history, Joseph Pfeiffer. You remember Joseph Pfeiffer?
No.
So he lost on Contender Series, oddly enough, to somebody we just talked about on last show, Dustin Stoltzfus.
Oh, okay.
Who picked him up and slammed him, and he like tried to like brace himself on his arm, and his elbow popped out, like weirdly on the slam.
You probably have a photo of it on your phone, don't you?
It was pretty gross. But Joseph Pfeiffer's nickname is Body Bags with a Z.
With a Z. That makes it even better. Anything with a Z, obviously.
Yeah, all one word, body. All one word, Body Bags.
Z's make it better. Notice I said Z and not Z. We call it Z around these parts, Dan. But I said Z.
Is that a real thing?
No, it's a real thing. Yeah, in British, I think. Yeah, I think Americans that call it Z. It's like a metric and whatever you people use type of thing.
Oh, weird.
It is weird, all right? We say A.
Yeah, A, that's weird, eh?
It is very, very weird. All right, this isn't a grammar podcast. Even though it could be. That'll be lots of fun. Let's move on to the picks this week. Dan promises to knock him out of the park, right, with all these picks?
Yeah. I feel pretty good about a couple of these.
Good. You didn't sound like you did, so that's good. You went, yeah, like I surprised you there. Like you were sleeping. Speaking of sleeping, Sleeper. Let's move on to Sleeper, Dan. Sleeper is a fast-growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. The SGPN gang use it for theirs. It's a game-changing product like anything else in the industry, and now you can make money on Sleeper, too, by playing their new over-under game. It's super simple. First thing you sport, choose two or more players that you like and pick the over-under. For example, number of points in basketball or hits in baseball. Then choose the amount of money you want to enter in the contest. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money you put in. Main reason we're all excited about over-under on Sleeper is that it's the only app where you can join your buddies contest and play together. It's got a built-in group chat where you can see and copy your friends' picks with the tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. So stop what you're doing and download Sleeper now to play their new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money. Do you have any more baseball All-Star Game picks for us, Daniel?
So I'll stay away from the All-Star Game because by the time you're listening to this on Monday, or if you're listening to it on Tuesday, the All-Star Game's probably already happened. So I'll take the first game they're back. Okay. The Marlins are playing the Rangers. I'll take Pablo Lopez's over on strikeouts because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Rangers are in like the top third in strikeouts overall, and Pablo Lopez throws gas. So let's go with Pablo Lopez's over on strikeouts.
All right, take that nugget of advice. Go on your mobile phone, join a listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's right. Join our squad and get the 100% deposit match at sleeper.com/SGP. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. And when you're online doing that, make sure you're always using IPVanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well give away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. Whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off the yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's just like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button, you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you stream, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with a brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use promotional code SGP and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. All right. Lots of fight cards coming up this week. Non-UFC fight cards, along with a pretty banging UFC fight card. But we're going to, this podcast is all about non-UFC fight cards. We're going to tell you first about the all-female, all-women's fight card in our fight promotion. Invicta FC. Invicta FC 48, Tenet versus Rubin is coming up on Wednesday. So we're spreading out the degenerate action this week for you, which I'm sure will be appreciated. Especially with all the gens in the Discord. They always are looking for fun things to bet on. So we got you some fights here on Invicta. Wednesday, this Wednesday the 20th, 9 p.m. Eastern is the start time. It's on Axis TV. Invicta FC, it's going down in Denver, Colorado. Six fights. We're going to break down the main event, which is for the Invicta FC Bantamweight Championship. Tanisha Tennant, the current champ, versus Olga Rubin. All right, we'll tell you about Rubin first. Big Bad is her nickname. She's 7-2 with 2 knockouts. She's been knocked out herself twice. This is her Invicta debut. She won her last fight. She went 4-2 in Bellator before this. She's fight up at featherweight. She's 2 inches taller than Tenet. Tenet's nickname is Triple Threat. She's 4-1 with 1 knockout. Never been finished in a fight. She's 1-0 in Invicta. That was the title fight which she won. So she will be defending her title here. She was 0-1 in the Contender Series. She got 3 inches of reach on Rubin. No lines for any of these fight cards that they have been posted yet, right?
No, none of these fight cards have been posted. So I have projected lines written down as well.
Dan is very good at projecting them. Go ahead. Project and tell us who's going to win.
So for this one, I had it written down. I think Tanisha Tennant is probably going to be right around negative 200, maybe negative 225. And I'm going to take her in this fight too. Partially because... So one of the things you'll find about Tennant is that she's very long. Despite being only 5'7", she's got a 6-foot reach when you add it all up. So, I mean, she's like quite long with her arms. And she fights really long with her legs, too. Great body kicks, good push kicks. She'll throw like a side kick or an oblique kick in there once in a while, too. You know, some of the problem I have with her is like a large scale prospect for the future and why she lost on Contender Series is that like sometimes she's like just like a little bit overly patient and doesn't have like a ton of power. Like the kicks to the body have a lot of power, but like her hands don't seem to be like ready to knock people out or anything like that. And with Rubin, like I think she's slower. And I actually watched a fight with her when she was fighting Julia Budd back in Bellator, where like Julia Budd's kicks just gave her like a bunch of fits and a bunch of trouble. So like I can't imagine her having a good time with Tanisha Tennant's kicks if she had a trouble with Julia Budd's, who like I think Julia Budd's better than Tanisha Tennant, but it's like the difference in the kicks there is the big piece. So I just think Tennant's got all the skills there. So at like negative 200, probably still worth a play or like throwing in a parlay or something like that.
Throw it in a parlay. All right. So that's the only one we're going to give you a full breakdown on. Any other fights in here that you like or lines that you think maybe nice when they drop?
One of the ones I was really excited about, and actually both of them got canceled. Kyra Botara, who's kind of fun. She was supposed to fight Mallory Martin and then supposed to fight Valeska Machado. Ultimately, both of those fights got canceled. You might remember Valeska Machado under her other name, Tina Black.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you remember Tina Black? Yeah. So like
the NY Contender Series.
Yeah, Kyra Botara was supposed to fight Mallory Martin or Tina Black and didn't get either of those. So that's kind of a bummer. I am really excited about Isis Verbeek, who's this like really fun Dutch prospect, but she is fighting a really hard striker and boxer Melissa Parker, who actually was supposed to be on this season of The Ultimate Fighter. When they first announced the rosters, Melissa Parker was listed, and now she obviously isn't on the show. But she is like a really good boxer as well. So that should be like a very fun striking match. I lean Melissa Parker in that one. I bet you she's going to come into as like, I want to say a decent underdog, like plus 130, plus 140. So if I'm right about that, I'd jump all over Melissa Parker at that number.
Don't want to keep drilling it in everyone's heads, but get in the Discord, and when the lines do drop, Dan will tell you what to do, right?
Yeah, that's part of what I do.
All right, that is what that's what makes him the Gumby God. All right, let's move on to one championship, the biggest sporting organization in the world, not just MMA. So one championship, 159, Derridier versus Big Dash. Friday, it's going down, but 6 a.m. Eastern on Friday. So it's like a Thursday night / Friday morning type of thing for you degens out there. It is on YouTube in the States. One championship. Singapore is where it's happening, Singapore Indoor Stadium, which is pretty much their home arena. We got 7 fights, MMA fights, blah, easy for me to say. 2 kickboxing fights, a grappling fight, 2 Muay Thai fights. So they got a little bit of everything for everyone. So we're going to tell you about, it's got 2 title fights on the card. We're just going to tell you about the main event, which is for the other championship.
The other title fight is kickboxing. Kickboxing. So I'm not just skipping it just because it's a women's fight. I'm skipping it because it's kickboxing.
he's not sexist. He's against female kickboxers though.
I am against kickboxing. I don't hate it. It's just not for me as a jiu-jitsu guy.
He's a grappling nerd. So all right, main event is, like I said, for the one light heavyweight championship. So this is basically the greatest 205 pounders in the world, perhaps of all time. Renier Derridier versus Vitaly Big Dash are fighting for the belts. Let's tell you about the challenger, Big Dash. I have it written out as Big Dish, which is something totally different. But anyway, he's 12-2, 4 knockouts, 6 submissions. He's been knocked out once. He's 5-2 in one. He's won 3 straight fights, 2 of them via submission. He used to be the 1FC 185-pound champion before all of this. Now he's making a play for the 205-pound belt. He no longer is the champion. That's why I said former. All right, the man he is fighting already is a double champion. Derridier, the Dutch Knight, is 15-0 with 3 knockouts, 10 submissions, 6-0 in one. He won his last fight via submission. He's had 1 successful title defense at 205. He also is the 1 heavyweight champion at this point. He also used to fight down at middleweight. He was a regional champ. He's 6 years younger than Big Dash, 4 inches taller than him. And that's all I can tell you. Dan will tell you the rest.
Yeah, I'm going to take Rene Derridier here. I also think he's probably going to be close to negative 300. Let's say negative 275. So another big favorite here. But like, one of the things you should know about Derridier is like, he is a really incredible grappler and very hard to get down. The thing I like best about him is that, like, if he chooses to stand and trade with you, he can, and he's really good at range. But most likely he's just going to try to out grapple Big Dish here. And the thing about Big Dash is that he likes to grapple too a little bit, but he had like a little bit of trouble with Ong La Sang, who is the double champ before Rene Derridier took both of his belts. He had a little bit of trouble trying to take him down, and like Derridier just ran through him like water. So MMA math doesn't really work that way, but like in the same token, like Derridier's grappling and the way he puts things together is just really good. So I think he's just going to dominate on top. And it should be a fairly large line. If for any reason it's not, definitely keep an eye on Derridier here.
All right. So what you predicted was going to be around minus 300, you said?
Yeah, I said negative 275 probably.
Okay. Well, what's the range you would bet it in?
I mean, if it gets down to negative 200, I think Derridier's worth a play at like 200, 230. I mean, like to be honest, he's worth a play at negative 275. But like, if you're one of those people who like prefers not to bet like massive favorites like that, like, you know, if he gets down near 200, 220, like, yeah, definitely. And for any reason, he's in the 100s. I mean, I'd pound that line.
Pound that line. Anything else of note for this 1FC event, Dan?
No,
it
generally looks pretty bad.
Anderson Silva's on it, I see, though. Silva's on it.
3-2 light heavyweight Anderson Silva. Yep.
Yeah. Heavyweight. There's a lot of Anderson Silvas, yeah. Not that guy that we're thinking of. All right, so that is one championship. Dan's you're more excited about Cage Warriors, correct?
I am indeed, yes.
Yes. All right, Cage Warriors has an event going down as well, as I maybe hinted at before. It is a Friday one, too, but it's going to be a 1 p.m. Eastern, so you can basically have MMA degenerate action pretty much all day Friday. So Cage Warriors 141, Driscoll versus Hardwick, Friday coming up, the 22nd, 1 p.m. Eastern is the start time, is on UFC Fight Pass. Going down from the O2 Arena in London, which is where the UFC is going to be happening too. 15 MMA bouts, including two title fights, which we're going to break down for you. First one I'm breaking down is for the Cage Wars Flyweight Championship, Sam Creasy versus Dylan Hazen. Which one is it?
It's Hazen.
Hazen it is. All right, we'll tell you about Hazen, the challenger. 8-0 with four knockouts, 3-0 on Cage Warriors. He won his last fight via TKO. He was a regional champ, used to fight up at lightweight. This one's at flyweight. 6 years younger than Creasy, an inch of height on him. Creasy, Uri is his nickname. Do you have any idea what that what's going on there? U-R-A-I?
I do not know what that is.
We'll just leave it. I looked it up, and it's a dirty word. It's a dirty acronym for. I don't think that's what his nickname is, though. But anyhow, Google it if you dare, people. He's 15-4, five knockouts, six submissions. He's been knocked out three times. He's 10-4 in Cage Warriors, 4-1 over his last five, including being TKO'd his last time in the cage. Used to be the champion. He's trying to get the belt back here. Used to fight up at bantamweight. And that's all I got for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Creasy, kind of a fun prospect here. I think a lot of people had him pegged as going to be a UFC fighter. He's very fun to watch strike. He's light on his feet. He's got almost like a karate, I want to say like a karate Thai hybrid style as far as the striking goes, but very upright. Is one of my biggest concerns for him. And the reason it's such a big concern is that Hazen is a really, really strong chain wrestler. And that comes from being a two-time Italian champion in both Greco-Roman and freestyle wrestling. And since he's come to the UFC, my goodness, he just like absolutely goes for those takedowns no matter what. So his MMA level grappling is very high. Like some people, it doesn't turn over. For him, it does. Like I've got him circled as like this dude should be in the UFC the next time the UFC goes to Europe. Cause he's an Italian guy. So I won't just say the next time the UFC goes to London, but next time the UFC goes to Europe, like, I mean, like all of his wins are just like ground and pound wins, people just giving up because he's just like suffocating them, you know, decision wins from riding somebody out. And with Creasy could outstrike him on the feet, but I just worry that his like stance is so high that he's just going to like, his legs are going to be there. And with the way that Hazen, like even when he doesn't get his first takedown, there's like two or three attempts right behind it. I think ultimately it's just going to be too much for Creasy. And I'll say this too. Originally, I thought Creasy was probably going to be a favorite, but I'm hearing really big things about Hazen right now. Creasy's definitely got the name value behind him, and being a British guy, I assume that that's going to sway the line a little bit. I'll say Hazen will come in at negative 135 or 145 here. He should be a much bigger favorite than that. You know, like the way people are talking about it now, I almost listed him as an underdog to start, but the way I'm hearing people talk about, it seems like everybody has kind of come around to the idea that he is actually the more talented guy, no matter where the previous hype was or the fact that people like, you know, British fighters in British events.
Oh, okay. We shall see when the lines do come out. When do you expect lines to be up for this? When Cage Warriors drop?
So Cage Warriors usually drops about 2 days prior. So if this fight card is on Friday, probably Wednesday, you might see it. They're usually available for when we do our Wednesday shows, and I can tell you how right I was about them.
Yep. And get in the Discord also, and Dan will tell you as we get closer to the fight. All right. So that is the one title fight. Main event is for the Cage Warriors vacant lightweight championship, Kyle Driscoll versus George Hardwick. Let's tell you about Hardwick. He's 9-1, two knockouts, three submissions, never been finished in a fight. 3-1 in Cage Warriors. All of his wins have come via finish. He's won five straight fights. He went 2-0 in Bellator. Used to fight at welterweight. He's 3 years younger than Driscoll, 2 inches of height on him. Driscoll is 13-3, five knockouts, one submission. He's been knocked out once, submitted once. 1-0 in Cage Warriors, 1-0 in the Contender Series. He's won eight straight fights. Used to fight at featherweight. He is a regional champ, or was a regional champ as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm going to go – first of all, I think this fight will probably come in right around a pick 'em. This is a very close fight. Okay. Driscoll for me has some decent takedowns. You know, it's hard to follow up talking about Hazen when you talk about Driscoll right after it, because it's not that he doesn't have good takedowns or decent chain wrestling, but it's just like a different ballgame. It's not even close. So he's got some decent takedowns, but he ultimately seems kind of limited on the feet. It looks like he maybe is not necessarily as sharp as he needs to or as aggressive as he needs to leading into those takedowns. Hardwick, on the other hand, rips to the body really well, like hooks to the body. You know, like if he backs somebody up against the cage, he just kind of like lets go with like two to the body, one to the head kind of guy. And also, I will say this, while he doesn't wrestle a terrible lot, he's got great submissions. Hardwick knows how to like grab somebody's neck and put them away. So I think this is going to come out around a pick 'em, and I'm going to take Hardwick here because I think either Driscoll is going to get stunned on the feet or get worked on the feet, or he's going to start shooting his takedowns a little bit too desperately against a guy who's got good submissions.
Very good. So he's getting you some pick 'em money, hopefully, or maybe even underdog. Who knows? All right. Anything else of note on this card? Anything betting-wise or just for...
This card's so fun. Darren Stewart's fighting on this card, which is fun. I don't know how much you guys are into like the early origins of Bellator, but Judo Jim Wallhead is on this card.
Really? Yes, that's right.
Do you remember Judo Jim Wallhead?
He was in the UFC for a bit.
Was he in the UFC for a bit?
I thought he was. Maybe not.
Oh man, he was, dude. He went 0-2. Yes,
I'm right.
Yeah, Justin Ari beat him and Luan Changas. Of course. Luan Changas beat him. How silly of me. So Judo Jim Wallhead's on the card, which is kind of fun. There's this guy, his name's Mike Figlak. Him and his brother are both like really good Polish fighters. He'll be fighting on that card. Like his number will be astronomical, so you ain't gonna want to bet him. And I think probably the same thing about Darren Stewart. I don't know how to cap a Jim Wallhead fight in the year 2022.
You have a lower 2022.
Yeah, I do know he's fighting. I don't know if you remember when we broke down the KS Warrior or Cage Warriors fight card with Justin Berwinson fighting Daniel Skibiski, but I had Skibiski. I thought he was gonna win, and he's who's fighting Jim Wallhead. So I think he'll probably win here too. But like, it's like just like a generically a fun card to watch.
There you go. So that is Cage Warriors on Friday. Now we move on to this is Friday as well. A little bit later though, so you guys can stagger all this out. Bellator 283, Dan's favorite promotion. He's going to make a pick for Bellator 283, Lima versus Jackson, Friday at 7 Eastern on prelims on YouTube, or if you're in Canada, the whole thing's on YouTube, then Showtime for the main card in the U.S. It is going down from the Emerald Queen Casino and Hotel. Ever been there, Dan?
I have not. Nope.
Tacoma, Washington? No.
Okay. I have never been to Tacoma, Washington.
Neither have I. Well, we got another Nurmagomedov on this fight card. Imagine that. But no, that's not what we're going to talk about. The main event, welterweight fight, Douglas Lima versus Jason Jackson. Let's tell you about Jason Jackson first. He's the ass-kicking machine. Did you know that, Dan?
I did not know that. That's a pretty funny one.
Ass-kicking machine. Yes, that is a good one. He's 15-4 with 4 knockouts, 3 submissions. He's been knocked out twice. He's 6-1 in Bellator. He's won 5 straight fights. He went 0-1 in the Contender Series. He was the LFA champ. He was the Titan FC champ. Where, to get that belt, he beat, do you know who he beat?
To win the Titan FC title, I don't know the answer to that.
Diego Lima, Douglas Lima.
Nice.
Interesting, eh? So he's looking to beat up the whole family here. He's already taken out Diego, now he's going to try to take out Douglas. He's was 1-1 the Ultimate Fighter, was a regional champ as well, so he's held belts pretty much everywhere on the regional scene. 2012, he's been fighting pro MMA since. He's 2 years younger than Lima, 4 inches of reach on him. Douglas Lima is the phenom. Now, we've talked about nicknames that are tied to age. He's 34, and he's lost 10 times. Is he really a phenom at this point?
Nah, I think we're past that.
Yeah, we're well past that. He's 32-10, 16 knockouts, 10 submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted once. So he's very durable. We'll give him that. His name should be The Durable. He's 14-6 in Bellator. He's held the championship 3 times. He's lost 3 straight fights. His last win came in October of 2019. He used to fight at middleweight, or he fought at middleweight against Gegard Mousasi for the belt. Was a regional champ as well. 2006 was his pro MMA debut. And Dan, we'll break her down.
So I think Jackson's going to come in here as the favorite. Probably right around negative
1. Because he's an ass-kicking machine. That's why.
Yeah, probably right around negative 160, 165. You know, he's coming off that really long winning streak. And against all guys you've heard of, Kunichi Kunimoto, who was in the UFC, Jordan Mean, who was in the UFC, Benson Henderson, who was in the UFC, and then Neiman Gracie, who's, you know, a Gracie, and Paul Daly, who was in the UFC. So, you know, a big run of nice wins for Jason Jackson. And then Lima, of course, is coming off of three straight losses. He lost to Musasi to try to be a double champ. He lost to Yaroslav Amosov to defend his belt, and Amosov's the champ now. And then he lost, was it an interim title fight? No, he lost that weird split decision to Michael Page, and you can say whatever you want about that. But with all that being said, I'm going to take a stab here at Lima when I think it's going to be plus money. I get that, like, Jackson has got, like, pretty good wrestling, but I think he's just, like, so much slower and so much less powerful on the feet than Diego Lima. Like, I'm still remember the Diego Lima who, like, you know, kicked out MVP's foot and then hit him with an uppercut and sent him to the shadow realm. Like, I think that Lima is still in there, and he's, like, run into kind of, like, a tough couple of fights, but I like him here against Jackson. I actually think Lima, especially if you're going to get dog money on him, is a smart play.
All right, so what do you think you're going to get on him again?
I think he'll probably be right around, so if Jackson's going to be negative 160, negative 165, maybe plus 140, plus 145.
All right, that would be nice, wouldn't it? All right, and that is on the Phenom. He's going to be a Phenom again, Dan.
Sure. Yeah, maybe.
You know, avenge his brother. I'm trying to say his little brother, but I think Diego's older. Or do you know off the top of your head or not?
I have no clue. They look quite a bit alike, though.
Yeah, this isn't a Lima Brothers podcast, so we don't know for sure. So there you go. He got you some. Hopefully, he got you some dog money. Anything else you want to talk about in Bellator? I know it is your favorite promotion, so feel
free. There are actually two really good heavyweight fights on this card that I'm kind of excited about. One of them is Davian Franklin, who I want to say he's 5-0 or 6-0. He's going to be fighting Dalton Rosta. He's 5-0. He's the one who's going to be fighting Marcelo. He's fighting Marcelo Gomes, right? And then it's Romero Cotton who's fighting Dalton Rosta, who's they're middleweights. Yeah. I had those mixed up because a couple of guys who do really good wrestling in Devoin Franklin and Romero Cotton. And actually, Rosta is kind of a fun wrestler, too. Marcelo Gomes, when he came to the UFC, I had him pegged as, like, a top 10 heavyweight, and that was a giant, colossal bust. But I liked Franklin a lot in that fight. I assume he'll be a massive favorite over Gomes. Gomes went 1-3 in the UFC, losses to Tim Johnson, Arjun Buller, and Sergey Pavlovich. Not the worst losses. But yeah, I'll take Franklin and probably Rosta over Cotton. But regardless of how those fights go, they should be really fun ones. Kai Kamaka will be fighting on the card, so you know he always brings a kind of a fun fight. As does Jaylen Bates. Jaylen Bates has kind of always been fun to watch, as is Lorenz Larkin. Yeah, like there's a bunch of guys on Bellator 283 that's kind of fun, almost tempts me to want to watch it.
Really? So there you go, he got his dig in, his Bellator dig in, despite telling you it's a good card. So that, like I said, that will go down Friday at 7 p.m so there you go. We got you picks for what, four different promotions, five fights stretch over four different promotions, just like that. That's what we do. And then we will be back with the main events of the weekend. Is the UFC fight card going down from London, Blades versus Aspinall. So Wednesday evening we will drop our prelim picks, and then Thursday, whenever I post it, I don't want to give you a time, but Thursday when I post it, you'll get the main card, you get the props, you get the parlays, you get the super fan Jong. I always mess it up. Hungry Man Jong super fan parlay. Hopefully we will hit a big one this week. You get all that fun stuff. In the meantime, SGPN MMA is our Twitter handle. Jeff Fox, writer, is mine. Gumby Vreeland is his. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Discord to get into our Discord. SportsGamblingPodcast.com to read all our stuff on every sport underneath the sun. MMA writing for me is MoneyMMA.substack.com. Dan's other MMA podcasts, which we'll talk about more on the next episode, where he interviews people, he gives out fight picks, he has another host that mispronounces fighters' names like I do. That drops. It's called the Top Turtle MMA Podcast. So you can catch more of the Gumby there. I think that's it. Is that it?
I think that's it.
All right, I'm going to let you take us home this time and see what you say.
All right, I'm Daniel Goodby Freeland. He's the ass-kicking machine, Jeff Fox. Yep. And we will see you on Wednesday.